Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're doing a teaching series on the book of Deuteronomy, and the midweek lessons begin with a focus upon the geography of Deuteronomy. Why does geography matter? Some of us studied it at school, and for some of us it was interesting, and for others of us perhaps not. I did geography, my father was a geography teacher, so I suppose I had to take an interest of some kind. But geography has an important place to play in our faith. If God thought it important to remind the people of Israel about where they had been, surely it's also important to us to understand why that would be important to God. In chapter 1, he mentions the Arabah, the desert. He mentions the journey from Horeb to Kadesh Barnea. He mentions other locations such as Moab, Heshbon, Horeb, more than once, the Negev Desert, the Lebanon, the river Euphrates, and a number of other locations such as Hormah, Edom, the mountains of Seir, and several other places. And indeed, as we go into chapter 2 and further, we find many more places mentioned. God mentions these because they all have an emotional memory for the people of Israel. Things happened there. God revealed himself. He showed himself powerful. He showed himself holy by how he dealt with his people and how he dealt with the enemies of his people. Where are your emotional memories as a follower of God? Where are the places that God did miracles in your life? Where are the places he showed himself to be holy by disciplining you? And where are the places where he showed himself powerful by answering your prayers and doing amazing things around you, in you, and through you? Occasionally, it's important to pull out the photo album, to look at the pictures and remind ourselves of what God was doing in our lives at a time past. It's too easy to remember these things. When I think back on my life, there are places I lived in Acton, where I was baptized in Bermondsey, living in Birmingham, living in Manchester, living in Kent, visiting other places, particular spots to pray that are special to me. These places are places that are significant to my faith because God worked at those times and in those places. Where are your places? Perhaps it would be good to take some time today to pray through some of the significant places in your life and to thank God for the work that he did in your life at those places. Well, I hope you enjoy the rest of the Deuteronomy teaching series. We'll look at a different issue in future podcasts. Until then, I hope you have a great day and God bless.